Hello, my name is Pastor Michael Eaton. I'm the senior pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. We're at 311 North Dunbar, 55 miles south of Oklahoma City. We want to welcome you to today's program. Today you're going to be listening to a word either from myself, my lovely wife Kimberly Eaton, or associate minister at Bethlehem, or teacher. But before we get into Word today, we just want to welcome those who are listening throughout our MySpace page at www.myspace.com/Pastor Michael Eaton. That's Eaton. You may be listening through our church website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com or podcast of the same name, Hear God's Word at Bethlehem, or through our Women of Divine Faith or other ministries on the internet. We're going to pray that God would move in mighty and awesome ways. So now, let's get into the Word.
Lesson tonight is going to be meditating on scripture, and the subtitle is the gifts of meditation. And this is kind of going to, this is going to be an interactive lesson tonight, which means that we want your participation. And what you're going to learn tonight from this lesson, prayerfully, will Christian women should understand the importance of meditating on God's Word. And our scripture is 2 Timothy 2 and 7. And I took our lesson tonight from the Amplified Bible. And the reason that I did that is because when you get your scripture sometimes from the Amplified Bible, to me, the Lord speaks to you loud and clear. Okay, when you look at the brackets, that's things that he wants you to understand more. And so it says, think over these things I'm saying, in brackets, understanding them and grasp their application. For the Lord will grant you full insight and understanding in everything. Think over these things I'm saying, understand them and grasp the application, for the Lord will grant you full insight and understanding in everything. And when we look at the background of this particular scriptures, it's only one scripture, but it actually had three points in it. And this was a letter that was sent by Paul to Timothy while he was in prison. And the main gist of this particular letter dealing with this scripture was he wanted Paul to stay consistent in his service to the Lord, and he wanted him to persevere. And in the beginnings of this particular chapter, it also talks about how he basically was saying that you cannot win a prize without doing the work. You cannot get fruits from the labor if you don't work. So pretty much what they're saying as a Christian is that we cannot understand and learn Christ's word without reading and meditating on his word. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, is understanding the importance of meditating on God's word. Now, the first point that we're going to have, God will give you the information. The second point is God will give you the inside track. And our third point tonight, God will give you the intelligence. And our first point tonight, God will give you the information, and it's verse 7a. So we're dissecting that particular scripture. And it says, think over these things I'm saying, in parentheses, understand them and grasp their application. Okay, now, all the questions that I have on this lesson tonight, we're not going to think biblically. We're just going to think, in the world for right now, okay? Because we already know that as women of God, we're supposed to be thinking, in the Christian sense. But, we're going to be real and answer this question. What is the best piece of information that you ever received in your life? The best piece of information. Now, as women, we get all kind of information. Okay? So that's why I said, you know, if you was, what was the best piece of information that somebody gave you or that you got on your own or, you know, that you ran across? What is the best piece of information that you've ever gotten? Pat, you grinning. What you got? What's the best piece of information? Mm-hmm. Okay, you can think on it. We can come back to it. Anybody have a thought of the best piece of information that you ever got?
Well, I've had a lot of information throughout my life, and I thought it was the best at the time.
Carol, go ahead, Carol.
And, for instance, you know, if somebody, even just simple things like passing a test, like when I got my driver's license, for instance, that was a good piece of information that I received, and it was good information. And other information that I've received, like I say, I thought it was good.
Okay, well, you know, to narrow down the search, you know, because I know that can be kind of overwhelming when you talk about that piece of information. What is the best piece of information you got maybe within the last 6 months? And Denise, you got some information. Okay, come on now. I know you're feeling a little low.
The information I got was a week ago today. It's, my husband got approved his disability, Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
That was
a good
yes, information.
Good piece of information.
Because the fact is that I was facing the giants, like my testimony mm-hmm. was yesterday. But through me facing the giants, the Lord was there with me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I never gave, like yesterday, that, you know, when Ray got the information, he stayed up all night long thanking the Lord
mm-hmm.
and being blessed. So, mm-hmm. you know, I didn't share that with y'all yesterday, and I should have, but he did. I mean, he did not sleep because he continuously was thanking the Lord. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like I told him, you know, men, they have the tendency of sometimes of giving up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
mm-hmm.
he's not strong in faith with the Lord as I am.
Mm-hmm.
And with him being a man, if you used to see my husband, how he tore him down when he retired, well, his retirement from his job wasn't what they told him when
mm-hmm.
he worked on his job for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blessing to me because my husband was incarcerated for 7 years and he got out and got a job and worked 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
That was a blessing right
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm.
And because you don't find too many men go to prison, get out, change their lives around and work on a job 25 years and able to retire. Well, his retirement wasn't what it cut out mm-hmm. to be. He lost all his insurance, so you know, my income had to pay for him going to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had one prescription cost me $90 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, that was his blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just like I say, the Lord provided. I never gave up, but just to see him just let go. I mean, I don't think he really let go of the Lord, but the stress that fell on him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because, you know, he's thinking that, you know, he's going to have his retirement. And he wasn't retired. It was medical reasons because
right.
of his diabetes. You know? Dr. Moore recommended he stop working because he didn't have any feelings in his hands. So how could he stand to drive
mm-hmm.
that truck and not having a certain amount of feelings? And I mean, this man ached and hurt all the time. So, you know, that was very important information. But, you know, God didn't say what he wanted him to
mm-hmm.
say. And I said, Ray, don't give up. But you know, me as a wife telling him that, he just couldn't see me telling him, you know, don't give up. And I know he gave up at some point in time, but I was steady there pushing him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ray, I know I got a God that answers all prayers,
mm-hmm.
but I want you to know it's going to be in due time.
Right.
And hey, you know what? I didn't give up. He faced the giant, and I was there with him to face him, but just like I told him, we're going to do this together. No matter what we go through, we're going to do it together.
Mm-hmm.
So. And that Sunday night, he said, Denise, he said, you know what? I let go. I quit stressing about it, and I let it go. And you know what? Monday morning at 10 o'clock, the Lord answered.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. He gave, that was some information. Hey, I shouted and cried at my job, and people said, Lord, Denise must got good news, because this woman was shot up in Donnie Hall. She don't care. I said, well, you know what? I serve a God that's real.
That's right.
I said, and I just want y'all to know. You know, they said, we know, because you let us know. When we're going through problems, they hunt me down.
Right.
And I thank God that I'm able to witness to people on my job that don't know.
Right.
Amen.
And that means they come to me when things go on. They want me to pray with them and everything. You know what? That's a blessing.
It is.
Because I work for a lot of people that don't know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, you know what? I thank God for coming to me like he do.
Right.
So, and I have devotions with two other ladies, trying to get some of the other ladies to join in.
Mm-hmm.
But we be in that little office, and we have to close the curtain. People say, what is going on over there? I said, come and join us.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, the Lord uses me because I'm the only one that pray. And I, you know, the Lord used me and when I pray, because I lift up everybody on that job. Mm-hmm. Not only me, I lift up everybody on my job.
Amen.
It's a great feeling for me to know that the Lord uses me the way he does. And I tell you what, I'm not afraid of the Lord. I'm not ashamed of him.
Right.
And those people on my job know I'm not ashamed of the Lord.
Right. That's good.
So,
that was some very good information.
Yes,
it's like God will give you the information.
Yes, he will.
You know. And basically what he's telling us when we go to scripture to look at his word is that he will give us all the information that we need. You know, that everybody says that anything that you want, there's nothing that has been done or not done and that's not already written in this Bible. You can find a solution for anything if you go to this Bible. And there's a quote on here, and it says, information is the seed for an idea and only grows when it's watered. You know? And I think about a lot of times because people, some people's Bible, like this is a pretty, practically a brand new Bible. It's probably about 4 months old. I use it for school. But anyway, some people have all this information and never open it. So how can you get your information? How can God give you any information if you don't read the scripture?
Right.
And when you're reading, you know, the best thing to have, I found with this particular Bible, this was recommended by my one of my professors in the Old Testament, was that he teaches us how to NASB, the NASB, the New American Standard Bible. Okay. And it's a pretty good Bible because it references, but any reference Bible that will reference you back to other scriptures to where you can get a clear understanding is a good Bible for you to understand. You know, I always say that King James is just so hard for me to understand. Some things are clear, but for a long time I wouldn't even read the Bible because I didn't understand what was going on. You know, wherefore art thou? I wasn't born in Rome, so... You know, I didn't speak the Queen's language. You know what I mean? So I had to realize, you know, and I got up under a preacher that was an expository preacher. Everything started opening up for me. I started seeing things crystal clear. I started receiving the information. Okay, and that's what's wrong with a lot of people today. They don't understand the information. So as women of God, you know, what we have to do is one of the points that we're doing, learning about is meditating. So we have to basically meditate on the word as it says right here. Think over these things. Who has an NIV?
I do.
Okay, read that NIV scripture. It's a little different.
I think
2 Timothy 2 and 7.
Mine's living water, and it said think about what I'm saying. The Lord will give you understanding in all these things.
Mm-hmm. And that was a little different.
Mine says, reflect on what I'm saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all
the King James is not bad. Who got a King James? It's not a bad one. Go ahead and read it. Read it loud.
Consider what I said, and the Lord giveth thee understanding in all things.
Mm-hmm. And that's pretty. That's a pretty clear-cut version. All of them were, you know, to me, were good. I think we could, everybody could understand each version that they have, even that King James over there. But King James used to have me pulling my hair out, you know, get to certain things. But and that's almost when I looked at that, when I found this quote, when I copied it, the person's name I ended up copying, I forgot who it was. I can't think of it off the top of my head. But with this quote, information is a seed for an idea and only grows when it's watered. And it's like this here. It's just like, you know, a seed that you plant. You know, the Lord plants the word right here in front of us in the Bible. But we, if we don't meditate on it, which means think about, okay, you got to think about it. Do you think about the scripture? Do you read the scripture every day when you, in your devotion? And if you don't, read one scripture. You know, some people can have a very good memory. One of the hardest things for me in my Old Testament class this semester was this professor is brilliant. I was telling Mary about it. You can name any subject, and he'll give you 10 scriptures on it, and they all be right. Mm-hmm. Or you call out a scripture to him, and he'll tell you what it says. It don't matter from anywhere in his Bible. He has a photographic memory. Mm. Well, I ain't all the way like that. You know, and I don't know. I think about was I overwhelmed at the thought of having to learn 5 whole scriptures that was a paragraph long, and that was a part of my test that was worth 55 points, and I didn't know it.
Wow.
And I chose not to learn it. So I got 1 just for writing down what I thought I knew. 1 little point. Mm. And that's what the word, I say, you know what, they won't catch me no more. Mm. But the thing about what they teach you in school is that you need to meditate on the word. Mm-hmm. You need to have the word in your heart.
Right.
You have to memorize that word to be able to meditate on the word.
Right.
Okay.
There's so many times when you're not going to have that Bible.
You're not going to have that Bible.
Yeah.
And like they say, sometimes you're the only Bible that someone else sees. And just like Denise said, she ministers on her job. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm quite sure she has something in her heart that she can minister to these people with. I have some things in my heart. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think that I was just overwhelmed that I just didn't want to learn. I looked at it, and it was probably about this much. It was this much. Mm. Okay? And I said, you know what? I ain't got time to be studying. You know, I'll make my grade on something else. You know what I mean? Which I did, but I could have did better. Mm-hmm. But I came to the conclusion was that I had to meditate and have that word in my heart. And I had to not be, basically, in a sense, rebellious against learning it. Because I was overwhelmed, but really it was just really being rebellious. You know what I'm saying? And so, and that's what we do sometimes. We don't want to hear something or we don't want to read something. We just say, you know what, I'll do something else. But, hey, the Lord showed me on the 55 points. I bet you I won't do that no more. You know what I mean? Now let's go to the second point. God will give you the inside track. Now, how many of y'all have been on the inside track of things? Okay? When you're on the inside track, you feel what? You feel special. You feel like you got it all. You got it. You know everything. See, like Jocelyn, she on the inside track here at the church.
No, yes, she used to be on the inside track.
Jocelyn on the inside track. The reason why I say this is because she's the pastor secretary. She on the inside track. She know more of what's going on than anybody else. Right? Mm-hmm. You know, you've been a secretary for 99 years at this church. You've been on the inside track. Okay?
She's telling your age.
Say 99.
A long time.
You know what I'm saying? She's been, so basically she's on the inside track. You know, she's on the inside track. That's the way I look at it. Okay? 7b, for the Lord will grant you full insight. Now, name a situation where you received a great benefit, basically, from being on the inside track.
Mm.
You know? Name something that you received favor, that you benefited from, you know, because you were on the inside track. Think about it.
Wow.
Something. You know, when you're on the inside track, you have favor.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, Yeah. I'm on the inside track on my job.
In there the law. I knew somebody was on the inside track.
And hey, I get a lot
You get a lot of tidbits that nobody else gets,
yeah,
right?
And the employees that come in, well, why she can get away with this and that, and they say, hey, she's been here the longest.
Mm-hmm.
She know every patient in here. She know everything about them. If we need anything, we look for it, Denise.
Mm-hmm.
It's because she's been here.
Denise got the inside track.
I got the inside track.
Hmm. I bet Mary got the inside track over there on her job, too. Don't you? She got the inside track. You know, people might think I had the inside track because my husband's the pastor. You know, I may have the inside track sometimes. But a lot of time I'd be just flabbergasted like y'all. I don't know what's going on. But I'm just saying, pretty much, you know, the Lord will give you the inside track. For the Lord will grant you full insight. That means he's going to show you everything.
Right.
Okay? He's going to put you at a position of advantage. Okay? Now.
Prayer Jabez.
Hey, the prayer Jabez. Lord, bless me today. Ooh. Expand my territories and keep me away from evil. That's second. I think that's Second Chronicles. Don't get me to telling the scripture because it ain't there, but I know it.
Yeah.
Okay. I told y'all about my Jabez experience. It's gonna land me on the north side of the Red River.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. From the Jabez prayer.
I know that's right.
Okay. Expand my territories.
Mm.
Okay. And keep me away from evil. Okay. The quote by Sun Tzu. For them to perceive the advantage of defeating the enemy, they must have their rewards. Okay? Now, how are you going to defeat the enemy? How are you going to defeat what enemy? Who is the enemy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to know who the enemy is.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm asking y'all. Well, who is the enemy?
Yeah.
Okay, who is he the enemy of?
People.
What people?
God's people.
He's an enemy of God's people, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not bothering those people who are not believing,
mm-hmm.
right? Who is he trying?
I think that goes back to where up here where it says God will give you full insight.
That's right.
Because God, even if you're in God's will, God's going to give you insight of those people or those things that's going to come up against you.
That's right.
Before they come.
That's right.
You're going to be prepared.
Right.
You don't have on the armor.
Right. That's right.
Ready.
Right.
That's right. I can give y'all a situation that when I was working, and I had someone, it was like something was going on, and, you know, you hear rumors. And but the thing about it is, you know, I'm the kind of person, if I don't know it to be true, I'm not going to approach anybody. You know, I was in supervised over parole officers in. And that's not my style to go, you know, confront you when I don't have the evidence, so to speak. And all I could do was say, Lord, I done heard just from too many different sources. You know, it's not my style to, you know, just go confront somebody. But it was a very serious thing that was going on, and I needed to get on top of it, you know. And all I did was I said, Lord, just show me. I don't know who the person is. I don't know if it's true, but I really do need to know today. That's all I said. And I tell you what, within the next hour or two, the Lord showed me exactly what was going on and who it was going on with. And I was able to basically take care of some business, you know, to where it wouldn't affect, you know, the agency. Because some people, they were out there doing things they had no business doing. You know what I mean? But you hear these rumors and you don't know what's going on, but this is what this part of the scripture is telling us, that he will give us the inside track.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay? He will give us the inside track on anything that we ask for. Mm-hmm. If you look at Psalms 119 and 73, and I placed the NIV there, it's on your paper. Your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding to learn your commands. This is what David was asking of the Lord. He said, Lord, you made me, right? So you can give me the information. That's basically what he was saying. And in 133, Psalms 119 and 133, it says, direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me.
And normally, if you have the inside track on things, then you are able to escape situations that normally someone else wouldn't. You know, it's kind of like when we're traveling up and down the highway. You know, when I get ready to go to Norman during football season, I want the inside track. Number one, I got a calendar with the day of the game, so I know, okay, well, this is OU day. That means the freeway is going to be jam-packed, okay? So the inside track I have is to know what time that game starts, so I can take care of my business either before the rush of the football game traffic or afterwards. That's, to me, that's the inside track. Now, for all of you that didn't know, this is kind of like a side note, Interstate 35 between Wynnewood and Powell's Valley will be closed down to one lane until the fall. That's the inside track via KLCO News, Channel 5. I just thought I'd tell you. That was the inside track. If you weren't here tonight and if you missed the news, you wouldn't have known that.
I didn't watch it.
All right, that it was going to be closed down one lane.
To
one lane until the fall. Okay? Now, that's some inside track. Okay? Point number three. God will give you intelligence. And that's 7C, which is the last part of that scripture, and understanding in everything. Okay? He will give you understanding in everything. He didn't say some things. He said everything. Okay, and this is the third part of why Christian women should meditate. Who is the wisest person that you know? Y'all ain't got to say me all at once. Come on. Who is the wisest person that each of you all know? Who would you think, who would you say is wise? Who's a wise person in your life?
My mother was wise. She was a very wise person.
And
I used to ask her hard things. And, you know, and on this one, on the third point, you know, I try to understand everything. But if I can't, I just give it to the Lord anyway. Lord, I don't understand this. I don't understand. Like, for instance, and I don't mean to be mean to people, but the homosexuals just get on my nerves. I don't understand. I don't. I keep, you know, and if I let myself, I'll keep trying to figure it out.
Well, you know what? I don't even think the Lord understood. That's why he talked about it in the Bible, in the Old Testament. He put it in there. I mean, in Sodom and Gomorrah, that's all they was doing. He didn't understand it either.
Well, I didn't, and I, you know, and so I just decided, well, if the Lord want to reveal that to me.
That might be just stay a mystery.
Yeah.
I think that's a mystery, one of the mysteries.
And that's what,
that's right.
The Bible tells us that we love them anyway.
You have to love them, though. In 2010, you got to love them anyway because you can love that stuff out of them. And they said one of the greatest, you know, we know one of the greatest gift of all is love.
Right.
Okay? And love will surpass all understanding. Okay?
But what's the difference in homosexuality is a sin? But what's the difference? And you look at it like this, what's the difference in that sin and the sin that somebody else is doing?
Right.
And you put up with that. I mean, I'm not saying
you've been through all that. I've been through all that, and I'm telling you, it's still, I just don't understand.
It's just because the idea that you don't like it.
Just
so it's hard for you to let go of it and accept it. And this sin ain't no greater than this sin.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's what the Bible says.
Women that live with women.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the everyday thing, but you know what? Don't stop me from loving them as
right.
the person they are.
Yeah.
Because they're friendly, they're nice to me, they're the same people, but you know, I know what their lifestyle is, and you know,
I just told
one of the girls, just like one of my kids, I said, you know, when every knee has got to bow, and you're going to have to bow before the Lord for the way
one
you live your life
mm-hmm.
on this earth. And that's not going to stop me from caring for you,
right.
loving you. I don't like what you're doing, but you know what? I can't change you. I can't make you do nothing. If this the life you choose, you ain't got to give encounter to Denise. You got to give encounter to the Lord. So, you know,
that's what I had to do. And I think it's because, you know, I have to let it not affect me.
Right.
You know, because I can't change those people. Like Denise said, if I could, I would be busy.
Well, and it's not for us to change people. It's not for us to judge him. I mean, we don't like it, but you know, we find ourselves judging people. But you know what? Who is
I have to pray. Yeah, and you know, and I have to constantly pray about that because, you know, I would be mean to him, and you know, and then I have to go back and say, oh, I'm sorry.
But just think about this here. Whatever sin that you're lulling in that people probably don't know about, it's basically equivalent. It's the same because no sin is different.
Right.
There's no degree of sin.
All sin is the same.
All sin is the same except for blasphemy. It's blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Other than that, everything is the same.
But, but getting back to this, I just had to learn that I'm not going to understand everything.
You're not. And we learned that last year.
They're going to be a mystery.
Mysteries of the heart. We're not going to we're not gonna know everything.
So, you know, I don't do no good to dwell on it.
Because all it do is just make you crazy.
Yeah, it does.
Try paying your part.
You just love them who they
figure it out. I don't figure it out.
Okay, well, who's the wisest person in the Bible?
Solomon.
Okay, y'all knew that one real quick.
What did he do?
He asked
for wisdom. Yeah, so, do you want wisdom?
Yeah.
Do you all want wisdom in 2010?
Yes, we do.
It depends on what you do with it. You just don't want it?
I want it, but what I'm saying is you have to be careful.
What you ask for?
No, you can take that and use it for your advantage and not for the advantage of God.
So you might as well have the wisdom if you're going to get in trouble either way, right? Okay, because as women of God, I'm looking at it.
Elizabeth, no, hey, you know that's wrong.
You know, if you are a woman of God, and definitely you're supposed to be a witness wherever you go, your light is supposed to be shining. You know, Denise's light is shining at work. I'm quite sure she's considered to be wise. Aren't you, Denise? Haven't you been told that you were wise? That's right.
The more wisdom you have, the more you're accountable.
That's right.
So
I see you ain't asking for no wisdom over there, huh?
I'm going to ask.
You going to ask for wisdom?
I already know. Some things I feel like God gives me insight on, and those things are heavy on my mind, and it drains me.
Right. And it do.
I really think you need to be careful with what you ask, because when you get those things, it can drain you. And I'm like,
Carol,
you know, sometimes we just, I don't know, we let things that people do and say take us into a zone that we don't need to be.
Oh, Lord.
You know, and so we have to say, not what we want, but God, whatever it is that you
God, your will be done.
Give me that thing. Because I don't want to be asking for something that I can't handle.
Right.
Learning that.
Because one thing, when you're dealing with God's people, we ain't even talking about the people all the people on the earth are God's, but we're talking about those that are in his army, his soldiers. We're talking about us, onward Christian soldiers. You know, if you're serious about the business of the Lord, and what Mary is saying is so true, that some days it's nothing but a drain. You know, you're just drained from praying. You can be drained from helping, you know, using your wisdom to help others. You know, you can be drained from the service of the church. You can just be drained, you know, because you are working. And one of the things that I always tell people is that you need to really ask the Lord to give you strength
right.
on a daily basis.
Yes.
You know, and you know, a lot of times I find myself saying in difficult situations, Lord, you know, especially them situations where, you know, the God may jump out of you. And I'll be saying, just Jesus keep me near the cross.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you can't say nothing, but Jesus keep me near the cross. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just, you don't have, Lord have mercy. Jesus keep me near the cross. You know, because as long as you stay near the cross, you know, you can be, you know, a good person for the Lord. You know, you can be that person that's really shining your light. You know, we all make mistakes. You know, we all fall short of the glory. And James 1 and 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. Okay? So he's basically telling you, he'll give it to you generously. He ain't going to just dump it all on you, Mary. He ain't going to dump it all on you.
Carol.
He ain't going to dump it all on you.
Okay.
He gives it out generously.
But, you know, yeah. I know that, you know, you were talking about, you know, the scriptures that you need to learn and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. And I tried doing that before learning scriptures because I kept wondering, why come I can't remember where the scriptures are that I read and study and stuff like that? And then I had to come to the point, but that may not be the gift that God has given me. But I've always noticed that when I'm talking to somebody and I
introduce myself,
that word will come out of me.
Because you meditated on it. That's why it comes out.
You know, I don't dwell anymore on being able to quote at least find this right here and right there. Because I know.
Can I get the keys, honey? Can you catch a ride?
No.
We'll be through in a minute.
I know what your minutes are like.
But no, actually, we were almost through. So I'll see you in about 5 minutes. But anyway,
I got you two of them, but they're at home.
What were you saying, Mary?
I just said that God's going to give us what we need.
Yeah, and see, one of the things, like you said, of meditation is that for me, I'd rather study my scriptures in short one liners, you know, no more than two liners. That's just me,
mm-hmm.
you know, because the thought of it is, regardless of whether my memory is good or not, because I do believe I have a good one, but I think that learning my scriptures in one liners are best for me, and then I'll add something to it. You know what I mean? I add the second line to it.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Not I add myself. No, I'm saying like this one, you know, like this one here, or I may go to a different version. You know, if it's too long for me to want to learn it. You know, direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. I can remember that. You know,
mm-hmm.
I can remember that, but don't give me five of them at one time. You know, that might be a little bit much for me, you know.
And I don't remember, but, like, the way I study is, you know, I go over the background, and I know the general gist of what I'm studying,
mm-hmm.
and so that I can apply it to my life. And I ask God to reveal in these scriptures what he wants me to do with that scripture, what he wants me to learn and get out of that scripture. And I think people, each individual, learn it differently. And, you know, when they're studying, because, you know, some people can learn, you know, one verse at a time and memorize it forever. But I have to have background
mm-hmm.
to go with my scriptures.
We all learn different.
And so I would study, you know, background, and then, you know, and then like Mary, when I need it, you know, like if I'm going through some things, I can always remember all things work together for the
good of those who love the Lord.
Yeah, if it's just going too bad,
mm-hmm.
I can recall some scriptures when I need them, you know, and like the Lord is my shepherd, if I'm having a fearful time, I always remember that. But that's the way I study and meditate on the word. I may read a whole scripture,
mm-hmm.
and then I just think about that whole scripture and what it means and, you know, and all of that. But I couldn't tell you where it was at. But I know, you know, and I believe God has given me insight and revelation to mm-hmm. what I've read.
Well, he gives us all, as long as we're in the Word, he's going to give us those insights. And the last thing here is a quote. A sign of intelligence is an awareness of one's own ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me as a woman of God, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know everything that's in the Word. And for me to even think I do, that shows how ignorant I am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, you know, because you do have some people that may think that they know it all in any situation. And if you know it all, then that right there tells you that you don't know nothing. So one of the things that we got to remember tonight is those 3 points is when we're meditating on the Word, these are the gifts that the Lord has given us within that particular scripture. Is God will give you the information out of that scripture. He will give you the inside track on that scripture. And he will also give you intelligence, wisdom, or whatever you need. So hopefully this will has benefited you. Mm-hmm. And what was that? Amen. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite scriptures is Matthew 6:33.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
And all things will be added unto you. That was, I tell people all the time, that was my light bulb moment. Mm-hmm. You know, and I felt like, you know, I remember sitting on the side of my bed and I was reading the Bible and I ran across that particular scripture and it's like the light bulb, big old yellow light bulb came on. You know how you had a cartoon and it just come on for you? I said, oh, all I got to do is go after the Word, and then he'll give me whatever I need.
Right.
Amen. Because at that time in my life, I was needing a whole bunch of stuff. You know. But anyway, thank y'all for coming.
Hello again. This is Pastor Michael Eaton. I've been your host for today's program. And before we sign off, we just want to make sure that you have a personal relationship with God. You know, many people are waiting to have a personal relationship with God. They're waiting because they're trying to clean up their life or get right with God to stop smoking or cursing before they come to the house of the Lord. And you know what I tell them? There's nothing that you can do or stop doing that would make you right for a relationship with God. Thing that you must do, however, is take God's provision. You see, in order to get right with God, you have to meet him on his terms, and his terms is Jesus Christ. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And the Bible says that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the Bible also said that God demonstrated his love towards us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. God's only Son, God's love, Christ died for us. So in order to get right with God, you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you can do that today by praying this simple prayer. Dear God, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that Jesus died for my sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Dear God, come into my life, come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Amen. And praise the Lord. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, then the angels in heaven are rejoicing, for now you are a child of the living King. Because you are child of the living king. You have to find God's family, and that's what the church is. The church is God's family here on earth. We love and believe by faith that you've been born to the household of faith here at Bethlehem. Again, we're at 311 North Dunbar in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, 55 miles south of Oklahoma City. We'd love to see you in our services. If you're listening throughout the world, listening throughout the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, or even China, we're going to pray that God will deliver you to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-living church where you can grow up in the things of God. We want to thank you once again for listening. And again, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you need to find a church home. A baby born needs to be a baby born in the family, because babies can't make it on their own. And if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are a spiritual baby. Thank you. You must find a church home. Again, we want to thank you for joining us today. And I'm going to give us a final benediction. A benediction is a final blessing. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name that you would bless everyone at the sound of my voice, especially the new children of God. Deliver them safely to a church home and put your hedge of protection around us all. Keep us safe from all harm and danger until we meet again, either here in Cyber Church or in the service. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello again. This is Pastor Michael E. Tom, the senior pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. We want to take this opportunity to see if God used this message in your heart, if your life has changed, if God really has spoke to you and touched your heart and changed the moment in your life. We just want to thank God for how he's working in your life, but we also want to take this opportunity to see if we can get you to sow a seed in the life of our church. Right now we're entering into a building program, and we've calling this program Vision to Reality. And this is phase one of our building program, and I've told many of our members, you know, I may not serve at a mega church, but I do serve a mega God. Not living in a mega city. This is Paul's Valley. But we serve a mega God because we're heard all over the United States and different countries and kingdoms. And we're believing that God owns the cattle on a thousand hills where you are. And if you take a moment and go to our church website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com, and you can hear it, tap the link on the MySpace page, or just go to the front page of our website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com and scroll to the bottom there. You'll see Vision to Reality, and that's where you can give to the building. And we want to do it kind of just like Obama did it. He raised his funds. It was just people, ordinary, everyday people, $25 that helped him to raise millions of dollars in a economy that people were saying that is depressed. I think that's God, and I believe God can do it for us, and we want you to give. Once again now, if God has touched and moved and worked in your life as a result of you listening to this ministry, we want you to give to Vision to Reality and help us to make our building here in Paul's Valley, a state-of-the-art building, a reality, because you've taken time to give $25, $50, $10, $100, and you may be able to do more. Whatever God is laying on your heart, we need you so we can build this vision to a reality. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Again, go to the website, www.heargodsword.com.